Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
I think everybody in their past has that one person that you hooked up with that you wish you didn't.
Might have happened for Reshma on Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. And we've debated this off the air, Wendy. Hooking up in my terminology world when I was in school and everything, like, that was just making out.
And in my world, hooking up means going all the way.
Okay, so when I say hook up,
mine was making out too.
Somebody you made out with.
We've all had this discussion before.
Yeah, right.
For me, it was made out.
Making out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just hooked up with guys who were just telling you. You were like, "All my friends are hooking up. You want to hook up with me?" And he's like, "Yeah, that means sex." And you're like, all right.
No, there is like a
confusion.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought it was, but I think in this scenario, it's going to be making out.
There was a mistake that I made, and this was like over a year ago. Like, this is when I was just newly, freshly single and had these new liberties I could take, and I did.
Which is healthy, I think.
Yeah.
You get out of divorced, and you know, like,
right, coming out of that, I was like, yeah,
a little
okay,
nutty.
Guess what? And then I I went out of town with some friends back to my college town for a football game. And I realized when we were all sitting around at the tailgate or whatever, and this is, you know, over a year ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I could make out with somebody. Like, I'm allowed. Like, it was like this new thing. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So there was a good friend of ours that I've known for years. And, he's a friend of our friends that have the tailgate, right? So we always go back to the same one, see the same group of friends, whatever. This guy's always been single. I never really thought about it before, but all of a sudden I started thinking about it.
He's got a tongue. I've got a tongue. Let's do this.
Yeah. I just made out with him because I could.
Right.
Like, old school college style, like at the tailgate.
Well, why not flex your new freedom?
Right. I was flexing new freedom.
So you guys made out at the tailgate?
Yes, at the tailgate. Stupid.
That's
stupid,
all right. Stupid. Were you leaned up against the smoker?
Or the truck, the F-250 the tailgate. Or whatever?
Were you sitting on the lift?
Dumb. Okay, so fast forward to now. When I didn't even like the guy. I'm not even attracted really to the guy. He's nice. I just did it because I could. And now we still keep going back to the same tailgate and seeing him.
Oh no.
So
he always
now
has.
He's like Mr. Flirty Tailgate. And I'm like, oh God.
Jen, you want to make out?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, no, dude. You have no idea how.
And you know what the unfortunate part
less
is?
Less than interested I am. And how the only reason that happened was because I just could.
he has an expectation, like,
now
going to every tailgate that it might happen.
Yeah, now it might happen. It's like, no, it's not going to happen.
Just
you gave the stray cat milk. And what happens when you do that? They come back time and time again. Even if it's just one time, they're always there hoping that they're going to get milk again.
And they'll tell their friends that two cats will show up and three cats will show up.
And all of a sudden, you just got a bunch of cats walking along the fence outside your... Did you, by any chance, like, pay attention to how long? Because I know what the guy's mentality was. From the moment you arrived in the tailgating area, how long was it before he delivered you a drink? I'm guessing it was about...
This year?
4.5 seconds.
Like, because he wanted round two to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, it was about 2.2 seconds.
I'm guessing he met you in the MARTA train. Like, you're getting off and he stepped in. He's like, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. And it's one of those things where I just wish I could take it. It's the hookup I wish I could take back because he is a good friend and we're going to see each other every year. And every year
and
now
you're stuck
I'm
going to
have, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, we can all confess to these. I've told you about mine before. It was a client of the radio station up in Washington, D.C., and I wanted really nothing to do with her at all. I wasn't attracted to her, not even a little bit. She had facial hair.
What?
Yeah, seriously. We went on a client trip where you take the best clients on a trip, so we all went skiing together.
Not the best looking, just the...
She wasn't the best looking, no, but this was for how much money you're spending on the radio station. And our salesperson sort of pimped me out. They put fantastic. Like five people in the same condo together and knew that this dude, client was sort of digging on me.
We're in tough times and our sales department is listening. I'm just telling you.
Just be careful.
They're taking notes. Uh-huh.
So this woman I had really little interest in, she bored me to tears. Like her breath stank. She just so not into her. Not into her. But she was really aggressive all day long. And I fought it off and fought it off and fought it off, but we both got hammered, and we ended up in the same bed together, and even drunk, I'm like, no, this can't happen, no, 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 and I passed out, and she passed out, and nothing happened. Night over, done deal, I'm strong. I wake up at like 3 a.m, and she's there, and nobody else is around. She's out like a light.
She's probably snoring like a...
Yeah.
Like a
so what do I do? I tap her on the shoulder and I say, let's go ahead and let's do this. And I wish I could take that one back. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was in a club. Yeah, right? Newly single when I was just like 21, just could go out to the clubs. And you know, you're just fishing. You just want to make out with somebody. So I'm just roaming the club. And I was like, hey, you. And I've had a couple of cocktails. Hey, you. I don't know your name, but let's just go make out in this little fancy corner.
So, he won the lottery.
Oh, he won the lottery. We made out in front of everybody. Like, this was like the middle of the night in front of everybody. Now I see this guy everywhere.
Oh,
and
he's
telling everyone we dated because we made out.
He told everybody you dated?
Yes, that we dated because made out. So I see this guy everywhere now. But one makeout session, that's it.
And you're like, hey. Like,
if it happens once, it's going to happen a million times. You'll see him again.
And then, yeah.
Who are you searching for tonight? Me? Mm-hmm.
Is this Don Johnson for you?
No, Don Johnson was a cutie pie. No, this is a classic Tennessee tale of back when I did date guys. And there was this guy. There was this guy who looked just like Travis Tritt. And I went out on a date with Mr. Travis Tritt, and we were in his truck. That's right. And so then we pulled into the McDonald's parking lot. That's right.
It's a perfect place to make out.
And I obviously was not attracted to him.
I'm so turned on right now.
I mean, seriously. And then so I obviously was not attracted to him at all, but whatever. So we started making out, and he was one of those guys that liked to produce a lot of saliva.
Oh,
so it wasn't just the saliva on the mouth. It was on the neck. It was on the ear. It was on the shoulders.
You know what you were? You were a Happy Meal.
I mean, seriously. I mean, my fingers were like the McDonald's fries. I mean, he was licking the fingers, and I was looking out the window like, oh my God, somebody help me.
You know what? Maybe he pulled
That's
in
horrifying.
There. He may have pulled into the McDonald's genuinely hungry, and you just forced yourself on him, and that's why he was salivating.
Not lying. I had to take a shower when I got home to get all his spit off of me.
Oh,
it was
sick.
Nasty.
Oh, that's nasty.
God. So I regret making out with Travis Tritt.
Oh.
Back when I was at Syracuse, there was a girl that I hooked up with, and she just wasn't that hot or what. I mean, she was attractive. I feel bad, but she was, So, which was fine, and everything was good. I don't even remember how it came about, but we hooked up back at her place, and it was seriously just a drinking beer all night. She was there, I was there type of thing, and it was fine because I thought that was the one night thing. But I worked at the college radio station, and she did news for the college radio station. So it got a little awkward on Monday morning because I really wasn't acknowledging what happened. Guys have the ability to compartmentalize that. And so, like, she came in, you know, at 4 in the morning, showered, hair done, makeup, like perfume on, everything. And I was wearing sweatpants, probably still drunk from the night before, you know. And she's like, hey, so when are we going to do Friday again? I was like, what happened Friday? And it got so tense and awkward that at one point, I think like around the 8 a.m. newscast, in the middle of the newscast, she got mad because I wasn't turning around to look at her because I was running the board. She actually got up and left.
No.
Poor thing. Heartbreaker.
Did you have to go back and work with her again, or was that it?
I can't remember how we resolved it. Like, it got weird for a while, and I think, yeah, I don't think we, I think they probably assigned change days, you know, because this is a different, it was a college radio station, so it was a different show every day. Yeah. So I think we probably shifted our schedules a little bit. But it was still weird. I mean, it's a small radio station or small buildings, you know?
And now the whole world is so small. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys this. That one that I was telling you guys about, Facebooked me about six months ago.
She did,
yeah.
Do you have a name for her? Like, amongst your friends, was she like...
Chewbacca.
No, I think for a while it was Snowflake because we were talking outside while we were skiing, and she seriously had so much facial hair that the snowflakes were stuck in her facial hair. So I think when I referred to it, it was Snowflake.
My friends called my guy Mr. Tailgate.
Yes. They're
like, hey, is Mr. Tailgate going to show up? The Burt Show.